Yeah, hello back, everybody. Yeah, we're back once again right here on the Active FM with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave on the Dave and Nash Show. You already know it because you tuned in right here on the number one station, the Active FM. It's awesome. It's filled with Gazozo. It's filled with Damphoto. Yep. It's filled with all that sauce alone, man. Yeah, this is my theme song for the year, everybody. It's awesome having you right here in the studio and listening to us because we are right here sitting back and looking forward to entertaining you, informing you with the exclusives right here in the studio on a Friday morning. I know it's happening right here. It's happening.
It's happening.
Indeed.
You must know. So, Mr. Dave. What do you do? How was everything? You know, basically, you know, like my week was awesome. It was like amazing. Too much gazozo. It was filled with awesomeness, you know. So, like, you know, like with the audience, you know, we love the audience. You know, you tuned in on the David Nash Show here on Active FM, and this is where Christ music is hot music. And we love, you know, tuning in. Yeah, we love hearing your comments. We love it when you guys are here on the David Nash show with another one on another level.
We're on another level right here on the number one station with the boys DJ Dash and DJ Never. I've said it before and I'm saying it again. You gotta be filled with that gazozo. You gotta be filled with that futo. You gotta be filled with that va-va-voom.
Awesome stuff. You know, like before we actually give you the topic, you know, it's like we're gonna have a topic that's amazing on another level, filled with a lot of energy. It's gonna get you thinking, you know, it's gonna get you into the zone.
It's
an amazing, awesome topic, you know.
Yeah.
I also thought about it, you know, it got me thinking, like, awesome stuff. Yeah. So, Mr. Dave, what are we gonna be talking about?
What are we going to be talking about?
Do you by any chance know what we're going to be talking about, you know?
I think you should tell them, man.
I'll tell them. So, like, it's a question.
Yeah.
But referring to things that we do almost each and every single day of our lives. You know, a lot of people can actually relate to it, you know?
Yeah.
That's something I can say. I can also relate to it. In fact, I relate to it, and that's why it got me thinking. I'm like, oh, awesome stuff, you know.
So we're gonna be talking about something that I relate to, huh?
Yeah.
Sense of humor.
And the topic, you know, the topic is, why do we do the things we do? Why we do the things we do?
Why?
Yes.
It got me thinking.
Why we do the things we do?
I wonder why.
You know. And sometimes, you know, when we actually look at the question, you know, sometimes the question might be referring to Active FM. Why do we do the things we do?
Yeah.
You know, can also get you thinking.
You know, popped up a lot of ideas right now that you've spoken about the Active FM and all that. It also broadened up my thinking. You get what I'm saying? It broadened up a lot of things in my mind. And I'm thinking about a whole lot of things. Why do you do what you do? Do you do it because you just want to have fun? Or do you do it because you got a love for it?
True that, man. Yeah, that's a thought process right there, you know.
Thought process. You know, I can think about sometimes as well, huh?
Yes. I'm actually proud of you, man.
I'm proud of you too, man.
Yeah, you actually thinking.
You actually grown. Even though you don't have beard yet.
Yeah,
you don't have mustache.
I have a mustache.
You got cheese cup on you. Cheese cup on top of your mouth.
Yeah. Of course, man. You can't wanna have a mustache on your lips, man.
On top of your mouth.
Yeah.
On top of your lips. Whatever. Yeah.
Woo. Ah, Mr. Dave, man. Don't disappoint me. It's fine. You were thinking.
I was thinking, man. And I'm still thinking.
Yeah. So it's awesome, man. Awesome stuff. Yeah, you got the topic. And the topic is why we do the things we do.
Yeah.
And before we get into it, you know, we're going to give you something amazing here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music on another level. Each and every day we got levels.
Levels.
Each and every Friday we got levels.
Levels.
Christ levels.
Levels.
Yeah, so we're going to give you levels.
Levels.
Which is a song.
Levels.
No, the topic of the song, you know.
The topic of... You gangster, man.
No, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gangster.
The title of the song is not levels.
Yeah.
But we're gonna give you a level song. You know, a song that's on a different level.
The levels.
With topics.
Yeah.
Yes.
A song on levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, enjoy the song and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Come back. We just go and get a glass of water or some juice or some tea right there. And then, yeah, you come back. Take a spin. Listen up.
Awesome.
Say I did this for the love.
It's Young Zeal the
Say I did this for the love. Yeah, say I did this for the love. Yeah, yeah. Look, I'ma paint you a picture, I hope you get it though. I came through with a kind of sound that goes across the globe. I've been choosing to go across, I'm a wine. Like this music will save the world and let me do the honest. Nobody saying I'm here, I pass. But he come be like saying I'm you, the blessed boss. No weapon formed against me, where they ever prosper. Give me any other reason, we gon' make me drop by. Yeah, I do it for the love. Love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, off a prop. Man, and no, man, and no, say I no go ever stop. I do this for the love, though. That kind of love you give to me, I don't deserve that kind of love you show to me. Said I've been running circles for a long time, but you wanna take me in when I come back. I've always been the one that you call son. I'm sorry for the times that I fell down. Oh no no, oh no no, thank you for saving me. Yeah. Oh no no, oh no no, thank you for saving me. I'm grateful. So I do it for the love. Love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, alpha, pop. Man, I know, man, I know. See, I know the last I do this for the love, though.
Do for the love, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do this for the love, though.
I do this for the love, though.
Do for the love, though.
Oh, no.
Do for the love, though.
I do this for the love, though.
Do for the love, though.
Not for the money, yo.
Yeah.
I do this for the love, though. For the love, for the love. Yeah, yeah. We go and graduate, you.
Kasi Mungu wange nimaliza. I do this for the love.
What I meant, if it wasn't for God, they would have killed me a long time ago. Ha! We don't do this for the money, bro. Even though we get paid in the process, bro. Ha!
We do this for love. It's easy to see we got hearts in the heart to go and do it.
Ha! Give me Nigeria, I give you Kenya. They never saw us coming, man, to me penya. Wacha tuwaje, hikipaje. See ya binadamu ni Mungu tu wanajaje. We don't do it for fame, but rather his name, we gon' do it. Ha. Our music is a journey, tulianza zamani, and still we gon' do it. What? King Limo Erro. It's our time.
Holla back, you're on the Dave Nash Show. Oh. I sounded like my brother, yeah, Mr. Dave. I heard that, man. It was awesome, man. At the same time, yeah, but this guy, that's why he's busy getting me in trouble.
I'm a good influencer, man.
Sugar.
Yeah.
come to your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're back here on the David Nash Show. I still tune in. Yeah, awesome stuff. You even know that you're on the David Nash Show. Mm. You're on Active Family. Christ music is hot music. You know, we always have to do this every single session. Why? Because we want to greet you, you know. Because you tuned in. So we want to make sure that we're actually still thinking of you.
Yeah.
Because you tuned in.
All right.
So we got to make sure that you're good and you're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Still loving the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now
because we know that you're really loving it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
They're loving it, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're loving it.
So my question is, do you still remember the topic?
Who?
Me? No, not you, the audience.
Oh.
Yes, and you. What is the topic?
Why do you do things? Why do you do things that you do?
Yeah, okay, you're thinking, I see.
I
yeah, awesome it. Stuff, man.
I was jogging my brains the whole day.
Yeah, jogging the brains.
It's just the beginning of the day. What am I saying? The whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, but me, I did jog with my brains, you know.
The whole day.
Yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah, the whole day.
It's just the beginning of the day.
I didn't specify which day.
You can think, Mike.
Yeah.
I was underestimating you because you didn't have beard.
Yeah.
Or mustache.
You didn't have beard.
Yeah.
A beard.
A beard.
I didn't have beard. Yo, you make it sound like it's a person, man. Beard.
Oh, a beard.
Oh, awesome.
You just have one stroke of mustache.
So, Mr. Dave, you got to take it, you know. Hey, don't come to your stuff. Yeah. One stroke of
you
mustache.
You know that one that is there for your chin.
Yeah, that's right. Yay!
Just one stroke.
Okay, everybody.
We
got mustaches there by the chins.
No, a strand of hair.
It's not a mustache, man. It's a beard, bro.
Oh, whatever.
I got you, man. Yeah. Awesome stuff.
I'm glad that you got me, man. I got your back too, man.
Yeah, I got your stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So, Mr. Jay, why do you do the things that you do, like what you just did now?
I do it because I'm bored.
Because you're bored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
G.
Awesome.
Some of them I do it because I just want to tease somebody like Mr. Nash right here.
Ah, this guy. Mm-hmm. This guy. Okay, you're forever forgiven. We know that. Amen.
Yes, ooh, amen. Awesome. Every single time I'm forever awesome forgiven. Stuff. That isn't that awesome?
It's awesome.
It's awesome to know that you are forever forgiven each and every single day when you're in studio. When you make a mistake, you're forever forgiven. And that actually rings a bell. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever that you do, you're forever forgiven. But to be honest and get to the matter of the fact is that why do I do the things that I do? I do the things that I do because I love them.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the. It's like a subject at school. I don't want to do a subject. Why? Because there's a lot of money in it, in that career that is required of that subject. There's no money in the subject. There's money in the career that is required, that requires that subject. You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
I
don't want to do that because there's a lot of money. No, I want to do it because I love it. Because when you love something, you do it better than you should. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. You go on levels.
Awesome.
You put some kazozo and sauce there.
Zozoka. Yeah, kazozo. Zozoka.
Yes. No, ozo. Ozkaka.
Ozkaka. It's not kakazo. Okay. Ooh, awesome stuff, man.
Awesome stuff.
You know, the session is going to be about teaching the people, man. Mm-hmm. Like with questions.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Dave, you know,
My
question is, why do you go to school?
I go to school to just play around, man.
Eh?
Just to push time. It's boring at home.
Okay.
Yeah, it's boring at home.
No, man, I'm serious.
Hmm?
Why do you go to school?
I'm serious, too. I'm just kidding, man. I go to school to receive some knowledge, you get what I'm saying? To learn new things each and every single day. Even though you learn things outside school, but there's that specific reason why you're there at school, to learn more about the things that you want to do after grade 12, after matric.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? There are so many things that you can learn from that, which is one of them is that which career are you going to take in that and how to... It's like getting the basics of the career that you're going to get into. Or into the field that you're getting, that you're gonna get into. You get in that you are able to actually jog your brain and actually be able to do the best that you can do. Why? Because you have the background of what you are getting yourself involved in.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Awesome. You know, and the reason why I actually a question is because so I can get the people, you know, in fact, like I said, I'm gonna be teaching people with questions, you know.
Yeah,
and personal experiences, which is awesome. Why? Because the reason why I asked Mr. Dave this question is because most of the people, they got the wrong mindset. Now, if you listen to Mr. Dave's answer, that shows you if your answer towards school is not the same as Mr. Dave, or is not in line with Mr. Dave, then you're in school for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Like, for example, some people are in school because they wanna stay there. You know why? Because they don't wanna work. You know, they know that when they leave school, they're gonna tell them, now you're grown up. You have to go work now. Look for a job. You know. So if as long as they're still in school, you know, they still got their mom and dad. They're still gonna buy for them stuff, pay for them school fees. You know, and all the stuff. And as a result, what do? They fail by they fail on purpose.
On purpose.
You know. And some others, they even celebrate their 21st birthday on at the duck shop, you know.
Duck shop, man.
Imagine.
With the 13-year-olds, man.
Oh my gosh.
That's rough. That we're not condemning, though, but, you know, we're giving you an idea as to how you can actually go to a place and go there for a reason. It's like going to church, man. Why do you go to church? You go to church to receive direction so that with that direction that you have already, you can direct other people to the same direction that you are heading to.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So in school, you're going there to learn. Go there and learn and apply what you have learned so that you can progress to the next grade. And then you finish with school.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't want to be at school. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Some of them just come because their parents force them to come to school. Or because they have to come to school. And so that they can say one day that I once went to school as well.
Yep.
I finished my matric and all that stuff.
Awesome stuff. You see, and right there you got already two explanation of why people go to school.
Yeah.
And the third one also is because there's females there, you know, they're like, okay, easy targets and all the stuff.
Yeah.
That is not right.
Yeah.
Imagine you 21.
That's not the whole purpose of school. I know there's life science at school, but yeah.
Okay.
Don't go too far.
Let's stop there. Let's stop. Let's
stop there.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Gazozo.
Yes, energy, you gotta know. Yeah.
DNN dictionary.
Yeah, yes.
Lex.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, Lex.
Yeah.
Lex, yes. Lex, why do we do the things we do?
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Still on that topic, you know, it's an amazing topic. It got you thinking, it's still getting us thinking.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's getting you thinking. It got you thinking and it's still getting you thinking and it's still gonna get you thinking.
It's been getting
you know
me
why?
Thinking.
Because there's a time when you're gonna get in life where you're gonna ask yourself that question, why am I doing this?
Yeah, right.
Why do I do the things that we do?
Yeah,
yeah, what do we do?
That's right, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
How we do.
Yeah.
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 So, Mr. Tip.
You gotta do what a man's gotta do, man.
You gotta know.
You gotta know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And another question. Yeah, just a quick question before we close up the session for now. So, why do we reach out to people?
Why do you reach out to people? I think you reach out to people just because you want to make friends, you get what I'm saying? Because you're bored alone, you're tired of sitting alone at school, so you just reach out to people and, hey, man, I just want to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? I'm bored.
Yeah.
So I'm tired of being alone. Yeah, that's what I can say. What do you
think? Okay, I'll let you know what I think.
Yeah.
But you got one side of the story from Mr. Dave right here. Yes? You're bored, man. Yeah, you was bored, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you something amazing, something juicy, something that's going to get them pumped up.
Va-va.
Dancing. Yes, that, yeah, it's going to get you va-va.
Vroom.
Vroom.
I'm just kidding, everybody. That wasn't my answer. Yeah, you'll get some more of it. The real deal, the real gazozo of why reach out to people.
Yeah.
After this.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna give you amazing songs. Yeah, one song or two. You know, depends on your liking. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And you're gonna love it. So enjoy the music. You're still tuned in with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Navy on Christ.
Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
I almost said
you hit a blank.
Yeah.
Enjoy
the music.
Rise up, we've been called out of the darkness. Radical in the face of of sin. Wake up, rise up, we've been called out of the darkness. Radical in the face of sin. War has been declared, we're going after the darkness. There's no time to rest, we're bringing light to every part of the world. Let's set the city ablaze, a place for Jesus. A place, a place for Jesus. Set the city ablaze, a place for Jesus. In every nation we
flavor, bringing the salt. Every darkness we came to assault. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. So let's set it ablaze.
War has been declared.
Holla back. We're back again right here on the number one station in Mzansi and internationally right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is what?
Hot music.
Yeah. It's happening right here. It's happening every Friday, every single day of the week. But you got your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Yeah, we're adding up, man. We're adding up levels. Yeah. The Dave and Nash dictionary has got to be published. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
everyone.
We got to get some words going in there. Yeah, man. Yeah, so you got your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nev, every Friday. You got some few minutes of fun, few minutes of explaining, man. Few minutes of music, few minutes of entertainment, of laughter, as you have loved already right now, and you're still gonna love some more. Everybody, why do we do things that we do? We're still on that, and you gotta be asking yourself, why do you do things that you do? Why do you even say the words that you say?
Yes, exactly.
What makes you hit a blank?
Calling yourself DJ Dash.
Yeah, man, it's happening, man.
So, DJ Dash.
Yeah, don't call me this stuff, DJ Dash, my boy.
Why don't you elaborate on the people, you know, for the people? on the people. Yeah. Why don't you elaborate for the people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How where we closed off, you know, why you actually reach out?
That you know, basically, I reach out to people. Why? Because I've walked on the journey that leads to somewhere where there's joy, peace, and happiness. So therefore, I want to reach out to somebody and take them along to that journey, to that destination, in fact, where I've been before and in which I'm still walking on.
Yeah.
Which is the journey to heaven, and the destination is heaven, to the kingdom of the Lord God Almighty. That's the reason that I'm reaching out to people, to get my brothers and sisters to the kingdom of God, because I don't want to go, nobody wants to go to a party alone. So therefore, why would you want to go to a place where there will be celebration whenever a person gives their lives? Their life to Jesus. So therefore, I would want to go with people, not only with somebody, but with a whole lot of people, because the Bible says that we should go out there and make disciples of all nations. And I'm doing this, why? Because I love people. I love God and I love people. That's why I have the courage and the passion and the enthusiasm to go out there and reach out to people and tell them about the Lord God Almighty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got amazing information from Mr. Dave right there, why we do the things we do. So you got you got an insight on why does he do the things that he does. Yeah. But that first description of people being bored and reaching out because they're unfriends, that is true for some people.
Yeah.
Because some people out there that actually get bored, and you know what they do? They reach out and they don't even know that they're reaching out to people, you know? So what does that tell you? In fact, all of us, we have the potential to reach out to someone.
True that.
Some of us, we're doing it for the wrong reason, and some of us, we don't even know why we're doing it.
Yeah.
So we should be asking ourselves, why do we do the things we do?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know? So if right there your desires and your answer to reaching out, not saying that if you're reaching out to people because you're bored and you need new friends, it's wrong. No, it's not wrong. It's actually good to make new friends.
Mm.
But it's also a good thing if you align it with your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, when you understand what your purpose is, then you'll understand that, I can actually make an impact while reaching out to people, you know.
True.
Which
that.
Is awesome. Awesome stuff, man. Like Mr. Dave, yes.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of awesome stuff right here that we're talking about. And you can also catch us on www.activefm.co.za right there. And you can get us on Facebook, ActiveFM777. And on Instagram at ActiveFM777. And Twitter at ActiveFM777 right there. Here, you can get all these awesome shows that we have podcast here on ActiveFM, where Christ music is hot music, with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nev every single Friday. We're hitting it up, man. We're hitting it up. We're hitting it up because it's on another level. Gazozo for days. Yeah,
so another level.
Yeah, another level. We're hitting it up on levels, man, because we're doing it super, super, duper cool. Man, this is how we do it each and every single Friday. We kick up your weekends right here. We kick up your weekends with the exclusives. Before anybody else get the news, we give it all unto you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know that you love the news.
You love that, man.
You love it.
You love the news.
Can't say
that's why people gossip. Why? Because they love news.
You know, news, sometimes I think news is wrong, man.
Wow.
Yo. The biggest gossipers that you can find on the world, they found in the news.
On the world.
In the news.
Or on the world.
In the world.
In the world.
I get you. Yes, people are on earth. Yeah, when you're standing
you're
on the ground.
Earth.
Yes.
Not on, not in earth. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Carry on.
it's fine. Yeah, we'll carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I say, what do you stand on? You stand on the world.
All right.
Okay, it's fine. He hit a blank. Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. So,
I'll recover.
We'll carry on. Yes, he will recover. So, we'll understand why does he do the things that he's doing. Like now, he hit a blank. So, we'll understand as time goes on. Yeah, Mr. Dave, that's actually a good question. Why do people hit a blank, you know?
You know, I think, you know, first of all, before you even thought of saying something, you just said something because you just had to say something. You didn't think about what you were going to say. So therefore, you're facing the consequences right now. So that blank that you hit is the consequence of the fact that you started a sentence without you thinking about it. So you hit a blank along the way.
Yeah.
Rupa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understandable. Awesome yeah. stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff. Yeah. You got insight right there. You know, some of you might be asking yourself, why do I always hit blanks? Why can't I say speeches? Why, you know, things like that. Yeah, you just got the answer there, right there. You know, you are not thinking.
Yeah.
You are not thinking. And you just spoke. Sometimes you even say things that you didn't hear yourself say.
You know, some people just probably speak unnecessary.
You know?
Just because somebody spoke, now you want to speak as well. No. Yeah. That shouldn't be the way. But no, Mr. No. Nash, Mr. Nash, Mr. Nash.
Hey, this guy.
Mr. Nash. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but what I want to ask is, why do you do the things that you do? Why do you do the things that you do?
Why do I do the things that I do?
Yeah.
Because I do the things that I do.
Why?
Because I do the things that I do.
Why do you do what you just said right now?
I don't do. Okay, well, nah, yeah. I get what you say. Yeah, I get what
you yeah. got it a long time ago.
Of course, I got it.
I understand your state of mind.
I understand.
I mixed okay, up yeah, understand yeah. And state.
So awesome understate. Stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Because basically, you know, you got a purpose, and I got a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, the purpose is to go out there and make disciples of all nations. You know, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. yeah. Teaching them what the Lord has taught you. Mm-hmm. You know. Same of we are. So right there, that last sentence has already answered everything that you wanted to know about why I do the things that
yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
it's to teach every single person what Christ has taught me.
Because
mm-hmm. if you can teach someone how to live like Christ, yeah. you have solved the whole. Okay, you have solved their problems in their life.
Yeah,
right there.
That's true.
Teach them how to live like Christ, and all their problems are gone.
Yeah,
Christ never had problems.
That's true.
Even the heresies that they thought were the problem.
Yeah,
they were not the problem. You know, Christ never had problem.
Mm.
So when you teach people to live like Christ, then you have solved a whole bunch of their problems.
Yeah.
So that's why I do the things that I do.
Yeah.
To teach people about Christ.
That's real right there. That's real. Awesome. That's real. That's real. Mr. Nash has given you an insight of what, why he does what he does. So, yeah. I guess you do what you do, right? Because you love it. I guess because you have a purpose and what you don't. You don't just do things why right, because you feel like doing them, but you're doing them because you have a purpose.
Yeah.
So, that's Mr. a real thing.
Well, we're gonna give them something amazing, juicy, yeah. You know how I was singing there, but
they are juicy, singing and yeah. talking at the juicy, yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna give them something amazing. You know, the music you still tuned in here on the David Nash Show here on Active FM. Christ music is hot music. And we're gonna give you some gazozo, the good stuff.
Salon, man.
Jesus juice.
Yeah, right here on the David Nash Show.
Yeah.
Active Studio.
Enjoy the music.
Hot.
Turn up, you gotta lift up your voice and say hallelujah.
Holla
back.
Holla back.
To the Dave and Ash Show.
To the Dave and Ash Show.
Right here on Active FM.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're back, everybody. Hey. With the boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nav, right here on the Active FM. Yeah, we said it before, and we're saying it again. Yep. Why? Because we got that gazozo. We got them food too. Yep. We got them energy. Yeah. We got the sauce all over, man. Yeah. We're pushing it each and every single Friday right here on the Active FM with some music. And I know you enjoyed that track. You enjoyed those news. And because you love news, that's why a lot of people gossip. Why? Because of the lack of news. But yeah, you gotta be listening to something inspiring. Some inspiring news. You gotta be informed at all time. You get what I'm saying? Of what is happening in your surroundings. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're back again. Don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get the awesome shows, man.
Awesome.
And get them rolling out there to a lot of people. You get what I'm saying?
Rolling.
People gotta listen to what you're listening to as well, because you're listening to the number one, the best here on the number one station.
Station.
Right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot. Hot music.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, Mr. Dave, man, I got a question, man.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you did athletics.
I like questions, man.
Did athletics.
Yeah, man.
So why did you do athletics?
Yeah, that's an amazing question. I've been waiting for that one. In fact, I started jotting some answers before you even finished the question.
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't do athletics because I loved them. I did athletics because I wanted to be fit.
Okay.
But now my desire and my love for fitness led to me getting some medals and certificates.
Yeah.
So I did something different out of love, and then I benefited from something that I was just doing for fun.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I did athletics because I love being fit, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't do them to win some competitions and all that stuff. No. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. So yeah, that's my response to that, man. That's why I did athletics.
Awesome stuff, man. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate, you know, in terms of athletics and sports and all those stuff. You know, I got a story, man. Yeah, this is how I did athletics.
Yeah.
Man. You know, when you're in primary.
Yeah.
Okay, so in primary, I did cross country, you know. Mm. I did a lot of things. Mm. And I did soccer and then ran away. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, there was a time when I actually joined the club for soccer, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Put me on the field, Baba, as a defender. Yeah. Did some out of magic. They passed me the ball, man. I say, hey, trap. But guess what? The ball goes under my leg and then passes. And I'm the defender. Woo! That day, everybody was like, whoa, okay. Awesome stuff. I left soccer, man. But then, yeah, you know, in primary, I did cross country.
Mm-hmm.
And then in grade 7, we did athletics, but I didn't know it was athletics, you know. So I was always coming out. Like, I was one of the fastest there, you know, in primary.
Yeah.
So I'll come out number one now and then, you know, and then you'll get my friend who's also short and fast also come out number one also now and then.
Yeah.
And then in high school, grade 8, I thought I was still the ish, man. I'm like, athletics, running, awesome. I'm gonna come out number one. And then guess what? 100 meter came out number 2 from the back.
You
awesome. I was like, oh, that day. Yo, my heart was like, interesting, man. These people, they fly, man. I'm like, by the 50 meter mark, this guy is already finishing, man. In my head, I'm like, no, man.
Yeah.
It's not right. But then... After that, I actually did athletics. Why? Because I wanted to catch that person that beat me.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this guy beat me, man. You can't beat me like that and get away with it. So I actually continued, you know, fitness, training. After school, I was always there, you know.
Yeah.
And I was always training with that person that beat me. And
yeah.
then, yeah, out of motivation to actually beat that person. That's why I did athletics. And then guess what? My grade 11, in fact, the first time I beat him was my grade 10 year. I beat him for the first time, and then grade 11, I beat him. Yeah, sealed the case. I'm like, yeah, okay, it's awesome now. Nah, yes. Yeah. And then my trick, he comes back, he shows me flames. I'm like, okay, it's fine. I retired, man. But yeah, that's a story right there. You know, I did athletics because I wanted to beat someone who beat me in grade 8.
Yeah.
You know? So people do things
to prove, you know, other people wrong.
Yeah, that's one of
you
the.
You couldn't beat me on that one. I will show you when I come back.
Yeah. But you know, that's one of the people, that's basically, you know, my story is actually someone's story if you look at it.
Yeah.
There's someone out there who has the same story.
True that.
And yeah, it's awesome. You get amazing stuff, you know, out of motivation and all those stuff. But don't get motivated to do something to hurt others.
Yeah.
Something that's gonna hurt others or hurt you for the wrong reasons, basically. Let me put it that way. Don't get motivated to do things for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Don't do things for the wrong reasons. Do them for the right reasons. Like one motivation I recently had was, you know, I actually had that motivation to like, wow, I must like get deeper into the word so that I can preach to the guys out there.
Yeah.
No, that's a good motivation right there to have.
Yeah.
It's a good motivation. And picture this, if I actually had the motivation to do athletics so that I can actually preach to the guys that I participate with, it could have all, it basically could have went to a different dynamic, you know.
Yeah.
Could have taken me to a different level. Why? Because now I'm no more doing it to beat the people that I'm running with, but I'm doing it to get the gospel to the people that I'm running with.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Awesome stuff. That's a deep one right there. That's a deep one. I guess we all learn and grow from the experiences that we went through back then. You get what I'm saying? The predicaments that that was a predicament right there. That was a difficult situation of you being beaten up like that. It's like in life. It's like in life, man.
Yeah.
No matter how much life beats you down, but if you have that mindset of like, this thing is not there to hit me down, to take my character out, but it's there to grow me, to become a better person at what I do. Then by you having that mindset, you actually see every difficulty as a motivation instead of as something that crushes you down. You get what I'm saying? Whenever you fall, don't stay down on the ground and be like, I'll wait for somebody to pick me up. No, you gotta rise up.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta rise up and be activated so that you can go and pick up the others who are down on the ground, who are lying down and giving up on a whole lot of things in life.
Yeah.
So you gotta be that person who always trips. Sometimes when it happens that you trip, you fall, you get down, you get up again.
Yeah.
Amen. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome stuff, guys. Yeah, I know you guys enjoyed the show. Yeah, a lot of lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must know. Even laughing right now. I can hear that.
Yeah,
you had a lot of laughter, a lot of information given, you know, a lot of new knowledge and something that got you thinking, why do I do the things that I do?
Yeah.
And we might considering, you know, we might consider.
Yeah.
Not considering.
Yeah.
We might consider doing another part, you know, of why do you do the things that you do? Because this topic is too much, man.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So you never know. Yeah. Stay tuned in to actually know when we can actually do another session, you know?
Yeah. Since you just spoke about stay tuned in. Hey, people, don't forget. I almost said don't remember. Don't forget. Next month, which is September, we'll be running a competition. We'll be running a competition and you got some awesome prizes to win right there. And look, if you go on Facebook, write down all the details right there of what you should do. And you got to get onto that, man. Which is one of them, the hint, just a hint. Get there, do 50 downloads.
Yeah.
50 downloads right there and get other people to download the shows. And then, you'll get to extend yourself to winning a awesome prize, that you do not expect, because we always give you the exclusive. So expect the exclusive from the prizes that we're going to be giving to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, everybody, this is where we ended right now. But don't forget to also go on www.activefm.co.za and go on Google as well. Go on Play Store And download the app right there. Keep yeah, even though you go on Google as well, you can type this Play Store and then gets you to the Play Store, and then you download the app. You get easy access to the live streaming of the shows right there on the Active FM, where Christ Music is Hot Music. And also connect with us on Facebook, Active FM 777, on Instagram,
Active FM 777,
at Active FM 777, and on Twitter,
you got me your name,
at Active FM 777. He hit a blank right there because he didn't know what to say. That's what happens when you hit a blank. Yeah, everybody, till next time, we love you all. And don't ever miss any one of these shows, because we got the best for you each and every single time.
I'm forgiven.
Till next time, everybody. Peace out.
Amen.
Hey, yo, Pushy. Hey, what that song go like again? That one from Sunday school, dog. Is it? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, man, oh, this little light of mine. I'm just gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, oh, let it shine.
Stars, moon in the sun, yeah. Shine, who wouldn't like it? I feel like one of a kind, and I feel like, what have you done with your life? Stars, I stay shining, shine, who wouldn't like it? I feel like one of a kind, and I feel like, what have you done with your life?
The outstanding flows when you standing close. Back to the settle when I'm landing shows. For the masters practice, it's a classic. Masters got me digging up the casket, my father's grave, just to wake him up, tell him what I made. Still hunger for the better days. 25 May is a holiday. 23 years that I celebrate. We're nothing just to celebrate, I validate. 20 years that my father passed away, but the symbol rise. I'm in my prime, so kill my pride. I did my time, now fill my rhymes. The chains are off, runaway slave, like the name to God. Gotta get paid, this ain't no plot. Story will end when I see my God. 23 chapters, laughters on my ad-libs. 24 elders tell us with the pastors who worship. Now I stay shining, a worship.
Stars, moon in the sun, yeah. Shine, who wouldn't like it? I feel like one of a kind, and I feel like, what have you done with your life? Stars, I stay shining, shine, who wouldn't like it? I feel like one of a kind, and I feel like, what have you done with your life?
See the days that I wanted to die, to fall on demise. I call on my Christ, the feeling is right, to live is a price. I'm pilling the mic like I need to speak my truth. I'm in a booth or coop, dreams I'm dreaming in a stoop. Take me back, where my stoop, my grandma's soup. All this made me feel better, I'm still further to go. Then I'm getting old, I know money a problem. Broke days, got the devil saying, oh yeah, I got him. But I will never sell my soul, leaving for J. Cole, my idol. Right hand on the Bible, looking for better title. The reign of King Lyrical, nothing was the same, the pain, I see miracles. Django, off these chains, I'm being cynical. Let's go, I'm insane, no identical. Mad flows I maintain is so critical. Night shows that I dreamt is so visible.
Sun, yeah. Shine, who wouldn't like it? I feel like one of a kind, and I feel like, what have you done with your life? Stars, I stay shining, shine, who wouldn't like it? I feel like one of a kind, and I feel like, what have you done with your life?
This little light of mine, yeah. This little light of mine, yeah. This little light of mine, yeah. I'm gonna let it, I'm gonna let it shine.
Just get a light of mine, yeah. Just get a light of mine, yeah. Just get a light of mine, yeah. I'm gonna let it, I'm gonna let it shine.